Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to speak about understanding your emotions. They are there to help you. They really truly are, although one wouldn't know it if they were to listen to the commercials on TV. Endlessly tell you that normal emotions are pathological because you need a medication to take care of sadness and upset and grieving and just about anything that one could consider a normal emotion over something that maybe you're dealing with in your life. And it's just so very untrue. If you tend to feel some fear, some guilt, some sadness, some anger about something that is going on with you in your world, that means that there's something going on in your world that you need to address. And that includes traumas. Many of these negative emotions that the drug companies like to use to sell you drugs are normal emotions. I have had clients who have come in with sadness. One of the more interesting ones was a young 19-year-old gentleman who was dealing with the inability to write his music. He's always written music. And he was stopped. Couldn't do it. And he decided that instead of going to a licensed mental health professional person, that he would rather see a hypnotist. And what we found out in the sessions that we did was that he had gone through a lot of loss. He lost about 4 or 5 animals, I forget exactly how many, but there were a few, and 3 of his 4 grandparents in the last year and a half. He had every reason to feel loss, and what we needed to do was help him to heal those losses, which we did in a session and a half, because by the second half, of the second session, he was writing his music lyrics once again. There are times when we have these perceptions that people are treating us unfairly or unjust or judging us in some fashion or form. And the way that we need to deal with that is to first figure out what it is that's being felt, how that aligns with what was said by the other person. And then we need to have a conversation with that person to find out why they are saying the things that they're saying or creating the feelings that they're creating. Sometimes these things are a matter of feeling totally stressed out. We have too much going on and we feel overwhelmed. And in that case, it's a matter of prioritizing what you're doing with your life, which means your time, so that you can spend the time doing things that you find enjoyable and want to do instead of feeling totally overwhelmed with a bunch of stuff that maybe a lot of it isn't that necessary when you look at it, really. Maybe you're getting a lot of people telling you that you need to do things that maybe you don't feel like doing. So stop doing those things. Do the things that help you feel whole and complete. Realize that there are people out here who are capable and more than willing to help you to better understand from a new perception. We would call it in hypnosis a perceptual position. Instead of from your position, from the other person's position, I've found in a lot of cases where people have been traumatized by other folks that once they understand that the person who had abused them or neglected them had also been abused or neglected, didn't really know how to be a parent correctly, didn't know how to be loving and caring because they never had it. And a lot of times my clients will tell me, well, I never had it, so I don't know how to do it. So we have to go ahead and teach them how to love themselves and respect themselves so they can go out there in the world and create some wonderful boundaries with people, bringing wonderful relationships into their lives. It is about articulating your needs. It is about speaking your truth. It is about doing it in a manner that's workable for the person that you're speaking to. Leaving out inflammatory words and concepts, and instead using the idea that you weren't really sure that this is what they had intended to do with their speaking about you with you or their behavior toward you. However, this is how it came across to you, and that you would prefer them to do things a little differently and then give them something that would work better for you in response. In many, many, many cases, the other person does care enough and they will make those changes for a better relationship with you. In other cases, the person just isn't capable because maybe they have a personality disorder or some other mental health issue that disallows them from being able to really empathize with another person, which means that their relationships are usually fairly shallow and short-lived, much to their own frustrations when they're being honest with themselves. Some of those people come in and work with me as well. So give yourself a chance to learn how to cope with the negative things that happen in your life. And remember that just because someone says something or someone has an attitude toward you, it doesn't really mean anything other than that this is their opinion, usually mistaken because they haven't even taken the chance to get to know you yet. Or it could be that person projecting their issues onto you, in which case a conversation would be useful in terms of letting that person know that you find it kind of ironic that they're telling you that you're doing this thing, and then point out to them how they have done these things to you over a time frame, specific ones, so they can understand the hypocrisy involved, if they are in fact able to understand the hypocrisy. Most of all, you want to be around people who empower you, make you feel good about yourself and that which you're doing in the world. By doing this, you are filling your own well, as John Gray would say, and allowing yourself to feel whole and complete. And by the way, that's what we all desire more than anything else, to feel whole and complete in our lives, to know that we're understood and respected and loved for who we are, regardless of our idiosyncrasies. And you can also turn that around to the person who is giving you a bit of a hard time by understanding that they too have their idiosyncrasies and you need to make a decision as to which idiosyncrasies you're willing to live with and those which you are not. And move on from there. So start dealing with your emotions and allow them to show you what needs to change in your life so that you can have a more empowered, happier, better life. Without the side effects, some of them fairly severe, from taking antidepressants, anti-anxieties, and anti-whatever else they have out there on the market to dull your sense of who you are, disallowing you to perhaps take the time that you need to learn effective coping skills. Of course, if you're taking medications of any sort, you need to go through your doctor in order to help you to titrate down off of them to do it safely and securely as possible. When people try to go off meds on their own, there's more misery, upset, and harm done than you'd want to even know. So please, 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 if you're on any of these medications, do it with your doctor helping you through the process. And good luck with it. If you had found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful, and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars, as well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.